Hey, Young, I'm Joseph Orozco. In this Friday edition, we share a follow-up segment about the Caltrans Clean California Grant Program, where the Hoopavela Tribe was awarded $5 million. And also, another Clean California project fund to help beautify downtown Hoopa. And there's more event projects still in the making. All this in today's Friday edition.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for taking part in this interview. I try to make Friday editions, give people updates on what's happening in the community and who's doing them and why they're doing them, and talking about the good things that happen in and about our community by local people and people just helping us out. So that's why I am interested in getting an update. We had successfully won that $5 million grant, and then I heard about this grant or this project, and I had not heard about it before. So
I'm Julia Peterson, and I'm the Clean California Coordinator for Caltrans District 1. So Clean California is a $1.1 billion with a B dollar initiative from Governor Newsom to help clean and beautify California. And so that Clean California is divided into multiple areas of emphasis. One of those is the local grants, and that is the $5 million that the Hoopa Valley Tribe recently won and will be used for four key projects within the Hoopa Valley. And so that is one of the components of the Clean California grant, and it is so exciting to see that happening so close to home and to see that money come here to do great things in the community. Another component of the Clean California program is Caltrans beautification programs. And so just like we offered grant programs for local agencies, which the tribe successfully won, Caltrans District 1 put forward projects that we recommended that Clean California fund. And one of those that we put forward was to beautify downtown Hoopa. And we were awarded that funding. And this project is a fast-track project. It is going to be built this year. So we are in the planning stages now, and we're planning to do some improvements downtown. Sure, we've been working with the Tribal Council and Cultural Office and the Roads Department, and we will be, there are planter islands throughout downtown that right now are not really aesthetic as they could be. Wind blows trash into them, and then they don't leave the planter islands. So what we're going to do is put a hardscape in with a rock cobble, decorative rock cobble, and it'll look really nice. It'll help reduce the ability to capture trash that floats by, and will really beautify downtown and bring a cohesive look. Will be very low maintenance because, of course, it doesn't require mowing or trimming or anything like that. And then we are also working with some of the utility companies to do some community identification features. And we're working with Roads and Tribes on other things that we could do downtown. There's a sidewalk that was added pretty recently downtown, and there's a pretty steep drop-off next to that sidewalk. The sidewalk is great, but if you step over, that drop-off is a little hazardous. So we're going to put some gravel in so that it's a gradual slope to make safety better there for pedestrians as they walk through town. So we're still working out some of the smaller details of what we'll be doing. But, we're focusing on downtown in coordination with the Tribal Council, like I said, the Cultural Department and the Roads Department for what the community needs.
Were there any plans to plant trees in downtown?
Trees have not been requested. That would be something we're doing. We are planting trees in other communities. I can bring that question up. Clean California initiatives are really about helping the community be the best that it can. If street trees are requested then by the community, then that's something we can look into. I made a note of it, and I will check in and see whether that's of interest.
I was thinking that it would be, it enhanced the look of it, and it provides shade, cool it down, because there's a lot of pavement there in that whole downtown area.
Yes, there is. So I've added that to my list. We'll take a look at that. We are adding street trees in other communities where we were awarded funds to do downtown improvements. What we use to decide what to do downtown is some of the older planning documents. I think it was 2014, but I could be wrong about the year. The tribe commissioned a study of what they wanted to have happen in downtown. So we took elements from that plan that have not yet been implemented and added those to our Clean California grant. So the things that we're planning to do are mentioned in that grant. So one of the other probably most exciting aspects of the downtown beautification is the addition of art. So the tribe is working with a native artist to create six sculptures, three-dimensional sculptures, and those will be mounted in six of the traffic islands. So we're going to improve the look of those islands by adding the decorative rock cobble, and then adding six pieces of native art. And those were elements that were requested in the plans. And I don't recall street trees being there, but I will look into that.
Oh, okay. I see what you're getting at now. Are there any concept drawings that could be shown around the community?
We do. We have a concept drawing. I have a fact sheet. It's got a little information about the project, real basic concept drawing. These projects are going so quickly that we're not doing, there's just not time to do a lot of extra decorative drawing. The designs are in engineering as we speak, and we're wrapping up our environmental studies. So I can get you a copy of the sheet, the fact sheet, if that would be of interest to you.
I'll get
your email and send it over.
Is there a project proposal available?
There is a Clean California Enhancement project proposal. That was done last fall, and some of the elements have changed, so it's not really accurate. We've been adapting, working with the tribe, and trying to really customize the project. So I don't know that the project proposal, well, I know that not all of the elements are the same any longer.
Well, could we get a copy of that? And then we could always make notes of what has changed.
I may be able to. I'll double check on project proposal.
Okay.
And the other part of Clean California that we haven't talked about yet is litter removal. And so Caltrans maintenance crews are doing litter stand downs twice a month, specifically to clean up roadside litter. And then we're sponsoring free dump days. So last Saturday, February 27th, we partnered with Del Norte Solid Waste Management Authority and the Yurok Tribe and held a dump day in Klamath at their transfer station. And in that one-day event, we collected almost four semi-truckloads worth of litter and trash, as well as about 1,400 tires. And so Clean California sponsored that day to try to remove litter and clean and beautify our community.
So is this process, what you do is the Caltrans crews go out and pick up trash along the roadways that it can be seen, or is that allowing people to bring their trash from their homes?
Both. So we do have additional roadside litter pickup happening, and then we held a public dump day. So it's a public dump day in Klamath last Sunday. And we are planning on additional public dump days. I believe we're looking at, we have not yet selected sites, but we are looking at Orleans, Witchpeck, Hoopa, and Willow Creek. as sites for future dump days. And that's where the public can bring large items that they would like to dump. Generally, we work with each community to see which items they would like to dump. So, for example, we have an event coming up next month in Oreck, and we're working with the Oreck community on which items they believe their residents want to dump. So as we start to plan with each community, we're customizing for the items that they believe that their residents have. So if, for example, in Hoopa, the community says, we'd like you to collect tires for recycling, then we will accept tires for free. It's really a very customized process. So we're working with each community, and we will be bringing dump days.
Would that include appliances and electronics?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. We collected a lot of appliances, mattresses, electronics. The only thing we don't accept is hazardous waste. So we had tires, mattresses, appliances, furniture, bulky items. We accepted a boat. Now, we can't take a boat that has a registration with DMV, but we did take a rowboat. We held a similar event in another community, and we accepted two hot tubs. What we're trying to do is help people clean out their yards. These are limited events because Clean California is just a limited program that will last for 3 years, and we're already about more than halfway through our first year. And so as we go to each community, we're trying to help them clean their community with these events.
Would that include automobiles?
We are working. That's funny that you asked that. We are working with Clean California. We explained to them that in our community, there are automobiles people would like to have gone, and it's very expensive sometimes to get rid of those. So we're getting ready to pilot an auto removal program, and we hope that if the pilot goes well, we'll be able to bring that to Hoopa as well.
Okay, that sounds encouraging. Yes.
This is the Friday edition. We're talking with Julia Peterson, the Clean California Coordinator for District 1. Continuing, we talk about other possibilities.
Is there anything else you think that the community would like us to help get rid of?
Off the top of my head, the obvious things is appliances and automobiles and electronic waste. And then you said the toxic, that would mean things like paints and...
Right. We're really not equipped. We are Caltrans. And so the part of Clean California was designed by the governor to help everyone clean up after the pandemic. And by having a clean environment, we restore pride in our public spaces. And we are good at cleaning up roadways, and we have experience with that. And we're helping people clean their own communities. However, toxic waste is something that we're just not really prepared to deal with. So we are trying to figure out how to help people using the proper channels, but Clean California does not accept hazardous waste at this point.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that does make sense. Yeah. You have to have everything in place to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's a safety issue. So we need everyone to stay safe while we clean, work together to clean California.
Sure, sure. How about some of this, since we had this big storm and we got blow down from trees and stuff, and some people have problems getting rid of that if they can't burn it?
Well, that's funny that you ask. We're planning to have an event in another community where they've asked us to do a green waste disposal. And so what that community's asked for is that we have a chipper available. People can bring the chipper, run their materials through the chipper, and they can take home the wood chips, which if they choose to do so, but we'll give away the wood chips at the event. That way people can get rid of their green waste.
That
has been something that was requested.
Oh, okay. So then the residents have to bring their green waste to you to be chipped.
That's what we're doing in another community. If there's something else that would work in Hoopa, we're open to seeing whether we could make that work within the Clean California guidelines. But we would need to know what is the solution that's proposed. And we're very open to how to at least exploring options to help everyone clean up their environment.
Okay. How about arborists? Is there any way that an arborist service to make our fruit trees healthier? Because some of these trees have not been pruned in decades. And
now that's an interesting question that no one has asked for. I'll write that down. I don't know whether we're going to be able to fit that into the scope, but I will see what that might look like.
Well, that would have to do with food sovereignty, that type of thing.
Oh, are you talking about fruit trees?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant just visual trees all around. So which fruit trees are you talking about?
Hoopa has hundreds, if not thousands, of fruit trees. People had fruit trees, just whole fields of them. And you know, over time, fields have been cleared for homes and other uses. But if we're talking providing our own food and become a sovereign nation and the whole food sovereignty thing, we're going to have to take better care of our trees. And that means either we train people to be arborists or hire an arborist to come in and help manicure our trees. Right now, the only service that we have is through PG&E, and they have that crew that goes around and makes sure that the trees aren't tangled up in the wires, but they're not arborists. They just cut what they need to cut, and they're done and down the way, and sometimes they take the limbs with them, and they chip them up, and sometimes they don't.
Okay. Well, now you've given me a number of good ideas of things that might help the community. I can't promise any of them, but I will look into all of them.
Well, of course. Yeah, I could appreciate that. You know, there's always work to be done. You know, and if you have the capability of bringing that forward, maybe not this year, but next year or next decade, and that'd be good.
Yeah, I appreciate the suggestions, and we'll take a look at those. We're hopefully going to be able to partner with everyone and have a successful dump day. And the grant project is very exciting, and the downtown beautification will also make a difference in the Hoopa community.
So, did you mention the date that this dump days may happen? Is that
no? We have not scheduled a date yet. So as soon as we do, though, we will partner with the community. So if, you know, when we decide that we're ready to schedule with Hoopa, we will offer to the tribe to see if they would like to partner. And definitely we'll get the word out through social media, press release. We'll let everybody know. And we've also got dump day banners. So we'll put banners out so that people know that the dump day is coming. Well, we did pretty well in the town of Klamath, and I know your listeners are probably familiar with Klamath. I looked up the number of people, and it appears to have about 1,088 people, and we collected 1,400 tires from that community, so more than one tire per capita. And then we had over 168 vehicles come through our dump day. And so for there are 1,000 people, about 15% of the people came through. And since most of the vehicles had two people, we can assume that more or less a third of Klamath came to our dump day. So we will make sure that everyone knows, and we'd like to see everyone there.
Oh, that's
bring the items to the dump as the right way to dispose of them. And Caltrans Clean California will pay the bill.
And then you'll be making announcements about what was agreed to be picked up beforehand.
Absolutely. We'll have posters with what the community has agreed will be picked up and what to bring. And people can ask questions on social media. They can email us. People are more than welcome to ask any questions ahead of time so that they load their trucks with the things that we can accept.
Do you know if there's a process for the community to give input to or how they do that and so that a decision is made?
That's a great question. I think we're likely, I think letting the tribe know would be useful. We also have an email address and people can email us. It's d1cleanca@dot.ca.gov.
Could you say that again?
d1cleanca@dot.ca.gov.
Okay, then.
Great. And there is a Clean California website, and I would say I'm part of me wants to say, hey, we'll do a survey, but what we're discovering is that each community we've gone to wants us to collect everything.
Correct.
So I think the only things that some do and some don't want are green waste. Yeah, I think that's about it. Part of the issue will be what can we have vendors come and pick up? What does the trash hauler carry? What can they bring out to us? That type of thing. So some of the constraints are on, as you know, it's not always easy to get people to go to Hoopa. Just the drive is difficult. And so we'll have to work with the hauler to see, you know, how many trash dumpsters can they bring us and questions like that. So we filled in Klamath, we filled 11 dumpsters, 11 40-yard dumpsters, one 30-yard dumpster, and a 20-yard e-waste dumpster, plus 1,400 tires.
Yeah, that's quite an accomplishment.
It's a lot of trash that's no longer in the Klamath community.
Good.
So we're helping Clean California one community at a time, and we will get to Hoopa. Well, as you can see, we've already brought two different funding sources for beautification, and we will bring dump days as well.
Good. Do you have any updates about the other grant, the $5 million grant that we received, and when that may start? Or?
So we expect this month to be ready to release some information for the tribe to begin to get their paperwork in order. And as you can imagine, contracting with the state, there's some paperwork. And when we contract with the sovereign nation, there's even more paperwork. So the paperwork will begin this month, and we expect it to all be finished at the latest in June, hopefully sooner, and construction and design can begin as soon as the paperwork is finished.
Okay. That seems reasonable. I understand that.
We're excited, and I will say that the Clean California Beautification grants, the $5 million grant is must be finished by June of 2024, June 31st. So all of that work will be complete within the next 2 years.
Wow. Cool. That's nice.
Clean California is a whirlwind cleanup and beautify California.
Mm-hmm.
We're really trying to make a difference, and it's happening quickly.
Okay. Is there anything else you think our listeners need to know?
We're very excited about bringing Clean California to the Hoopa Valley and look forward to the continued partnership on the local grant for $5 million, the downtown beautification, dump days, and other events. Thank you very much for helping get the word. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and to your audience.
Well, you're quite welcome.
I really am excited about what Clean California can do for all of District 1 and specifically for the Hoopa Valley. It's a really exciting program.
Yes, it is. Very grateful for it.
I look forward to working with everyone in your community. Thank you.
No, thank you. Yes. Hey, you take care.
All right. Have a good day.
You have been listening to the Friday edition. My guest was Julia Peterson, Clean California Coordinator for District 1. The producer, host, and engineer for this Friday edition has been Joseph Orozco, lead producer, Hoopa Tribal Radio. Please take care. Deskia.